Crowd gathers outside Ohio State House to protest coronavirus lockdown. By Kyle Morris on April 14, 2020. A large number of protesters gathered outside the Ohio State House again on Monday to make their voices heard during the press conference held by Gov. Mike DeWine, Lieutenant Governor John Husted, and Ohio Department of Health Director Dr. Amy Acton. The protest came amid the stay-at-home order due to COVID-19, to which many Ohio residents have voiced opposition. Throughout the gathering, chants of "Facts Not Fear" and "Ohio Acton's Got to Go" could be heard from within the meeting room and through the microphones via televisions. Of those in attendance for the protest, only a select few were wearing protective face gear, as others held signs that read, "Open Ohio. We want our rights back and my inherent rights don't end where your fear begins." Scott Shoemaker, an anti-vaccine advocate, attended the protest and interviewed a few of those in attendance, including a woman named Brittany who drove 2 hours from Findlay, Ohio, with her 19-month-old baby to stand outside of the Ohio State House in solidarity with other protesters and to defend her constitutional rights. Shoemaker also spoke with a Cleveland woman named Jessica, who was recently let go from her outpatient job because there were not enough people coming in. Jessica stated she attended the protest for her family to show we're not afraid of any viruses. This is not the first time protesters have gathered outside of the Ohio State House to voice opposition to the lockdown. Last week, on Thursday, a similar crowd gathered outside to spread the same message. As of Monday, the Ohio Department of Health reported 6,975 total cases of COVID-19 under the new method, which includes the Centers for Disease Control's expanded case definition of probable infections. More than 2,000 people have been hospitalized, 613 have been admitted to the ICU, and 274 have died. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.